Sir. Hello, Cowboy.
I'm Carmi.
I'm Laurie.
Welcome to Monsters.
So can you say what our names are and say that this is Mommy's, the Momster podcast?
Yes.
Momsters?
Okay. Momster.
Podcast.
Podcast.
Podcast. Very good. And whose lap are you sitting on? Who are you with?
La-la-la.
La-la-la.
La-la. And who else? Who's this?
Mommy.
Mommy. And what's Mommy's first name?
Carmella.
Yes, mm-hmm. Carmella, yes.
Carmella. Carmella.
Mommy.
Hello.
Hello. Well, I'm Laurie, and this is Carmella, and we are broadcasting our podcast of Momsters. And Lincoln is a little riled up and somewhat tired because he had preschool today. Is that correct?
Yep, second week of preschool.
So when you dropped him off for the first day, did you drop him off?
So the first couple days they did an orientation. Oh, nice. So the first couple days were orientation. So they had the parents there for an hour. So I did the first day of that and Patrick did the second day. And then Patrick's been dropping him off because I'm still sick in the mornings.
Oh, okay. All right.
But, yeah, it was harder than I thought it was going to be. I think I had a harder time with the transition than he did.
Oh, well, that's good. You know what? That is the biggest thing. Like, I'd rather them not cry and let me cry.
Yeah, yes. He hasn't cried. He's been really, really. He's so independent.
I didn't cry when Robbie went to preschool. And I didn't cry when Maria went to preschool. I don't know. That didn't bother me. But when I took Robbie to kindergarten and he had to take the bus, I cried for a full month. I would drop him off and then be walking home and like, you know, the whole sob thing. Yeah, that made me sad. But, and ironically, when Maria went to school, because Maria is, so like Robbie was in fourth grade when Maria went to kindergarten. And I didn't cry at all because she was on the bus with her brother.
Oh, yeah, that's
easier. So it didn't bother me. But then when she got to second grade and he wasn't on the bus anymore, I was, like, freaked out. It bothered me.
Do you have, like, bus trauma? Were
no,
you bullied on
not
the bus
at all.
Or,
no,
like, lonely?
No, and our bus drivers, like, I would have to say, like, our you know, our district bus drivers are pretty good, too. So,
yeah, shout out to Uncle Dave.
Yeah. Uncle Dave. Miss Jess, Miss Debbie, I forget. I think that's about it, but, yeah. So, it was all good. It was all good. So, what do you think, So, you guys have a, what do you call it, on your phone? What's the, do you have like a, do you text the teacher?
Oh, there's like a mom chat.
Yeah.
There's like a whole group chat with all the parents. It's a lot. Because I'll wake up and there's like 50 text messages because it's. They'll send a whole bunch of pictures of the week, which is very cool. And then, they're not sorted by kid, though, so it's just, like...
You have to see everybody's child.
Random moms answering, being like, oh, thank you.
You want to lay down?
Floor?
Okay.
Coco, please calm down.
There we go. We're good.
This is my gorgeous soul puppy, Coco. Coco Chanel, who I got when I was working at Chanel Corporate. Very cool place.
That was a great benefit for all of us.
For the audio only listeners.
Can I describe her?
Coco.
She's beautiful. And
she's a dog.
She's
and
a dog. she is black. She has the coloring of a Bernese Mountain Dog, but she's pretty small, about 35 pounds. And she kind of looks like an Australian Shepherd, tiny, but with the colors of a Bernese Mountain Dog.
Yeah.
I'd say she's pretty close to that.
Yep.
But she only likes me.
And Aunt Laurie.
Yeah, she likes certain other women.
Yes.
She doesn't really get along with blondes, which isn't great for Lincoln.
Well, I will say this about, when Coco was real little, you went on vacation or something. And I dog sat for her, and she was like my, you know, wherever I went, she went. She's very attached to me.
Very connected. She wants to be like with her person all the time.
So she was very connected to me.
We got all of our dogs at the most inconvenient of times. I think we got Mufasa the day before the Kesha concert. Good times. go Kesha. And we got Coco.
I remember Coco was on the boat with us.
Yeah, 3 weeks before I took the bar, I think we got Coco, which was nice on one hand because it got me out of the house walking around, which you don't do when you're studying for 14 hours a day. But, I don't think most people get themselves into a situation where they're training a puppy 3 weeks before the bar. Just me. I have to add you. Little challenges.
And then Indy came.
Yeah, Indy just happened. My husband's not thrilled. I think he would have voted no, but he made the mistake of letting us into the store the second time. So the first two dogs, Mufasa's around somewhere. Mufasa and Coco were adopted from North Shore Animal League of America, which is the world's largest no-kill shelter. Highly recommend in Port Washington, I think, out on Long Island. So that's when we were living in Queens for law school. Mm-hmm. Indy is a little diva puppy. We got her. We bought her on Broad Street in Red Bank from like a fancy luxury brand place where, I don't know, Coco and Lincoln just like weren't hitting it off. And I think it's really important as someone who didn't grow up with a dog to grow up with that connection because I'm obsessed with dogs now. So we went into the store, I think it was Memorial Day weekend last year. I convinced Patrick to let us go into the store. And like, if it wasn't, Indy is basically identical to Coco, except she's a fuzzy fluff mess. Like she's a Bernedoodle, so she's all kinky. But she looks like she could be Coco's daughter, especially when she was smaller.
Yes, same coloring. Like, yeah.
She has the Bernese coloring, the classic Bernese coloring. So the first time we went in, and we were like, oh my God, she'd be so perfect. She looks like Coco's daughter. And Patrick got me out of the store. And we went the whole weekend.
And then we let you back
somehow
in.
I survived without getting the dog. And then we went back on Monday, and there she still was. And what am I going to do, not get the dog for the second time? I wasn't going to leave her there. So... she's actually been really fantastic with Lincoln. They formed an instant bond.
Oh my
They're
goodness,
super
yes.
close.
You can tell that. Yeah. And if you ask Lincoln, Indy
is his puppy.
His puppy. Mm-hmm. And his favorite.
And Coco is my puppy.
Yeah. Yep.
So yeah, I highly recommend animals for kids. I think it's actually really good for kids in developing or avoiding developing allergies also if you have
I have no idea.
Dogs and cats at a younger age. Don't quote me on that because I am not a medical professional, but I think I saw that somewhere, so I'm going to go with it.
Well, we didn't have animals when we were growing up. We didn't have pets. So
none of you had pets. Well, and Angie did, right?
And Angie did, yes. First Scruffy, and then, oh my gosh, I don't remember the second dog.
Scruffy traumatized my mother, and that's why we never got a dog, because my mother... was absolutely traumatized by Scruffy's death.
Really?
Yes. She, like, never processed it, I guess.
Oh, I remember when Scruffy died. Scruffy was like, yes, I remember that. So, I don't remember if she got a dog after Scruffy. Well, she had her dog, Terrence.
Well, oh, that was way later. That was after Ellie.
Isn't Ellie Aunt Nikki's dog?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
No, I don't think there was anyone.
All right. Okay. So we could go. And these people don't know what kind of dogs. Just by name.
Ellie, just so everyone knows, is a classic staple of our family. She was a little tiny dachshund.
Oh, my God. Just adorable.
Like copper colored. She was so sweet. She was the first dog that I bonded with.
Yeah.
She used to sit and lick me for like hours. So now we've gone down the dog rabbit hole. Yes. I think we're supposed to be talking about school, right?
Yeah, we were. Yes, we were supposed to be talking about school.
So, yeah.
First, you were saying about the moms and all the photos on the
Yeah, I mean, I like having the photos. I'm totally intimidated by mom culture. It's weird to me. It's competitive. It's, you know, I get social anxiety to begin with, so it's like a lot. And especially now that I'm not working, I can't just be like, oh, well, I'm an environmental attorney and like bank on that, because I feel like I sort of rely on that as a big, huge part of my personality. So now I have to come up with other interesting things about myself to share with mom.
Well, now you can tell people you have a podcast.
Oh yeah, I have a podcast.
Yeah. You could do that.
We'll see.
I don't know how I would feel if my children had, like, if I was in touch with all of the parents on the chain. Do you know what I mean? Like,
Yeah, there's also a piece of me, like, I'm not crazy, but I feel like there's moms out there that, like, got the list of parents and are, like, searching us on social media. And
oh, 100%. Really they're looking on Google Maps and seeing where you live.
Totally freaks me out.
Yeah, 100%. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. They definitely are.
But, yeah, like, some moms are very chill, and some moms are, like, they already have their little clique. And don't...
And that's okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really care. I'm pretty lax about it. I just don't want Lincoln to ever be affected by a parent not getting along with me or having, I guess, like a negative stereotype of me. And so that's my fear, that they'll be like, oh, well.
Well, as long as you don't talk about politics, you'll be fine.
We don't want Lincoln to hang out with that sort of family. Yeah.
Yes. I was always afraid, you know, that was something when my, when Robbie first started kindergarten and we went to the first open house, I hated it. I hated it. I'm like, Dave, all these moms know each other and they're all friends and how am I ever going to fit into this? And I had so much anxiety about school in general fitting in that it was more traumatic for me. And I tried not to let him, I hope I succeeded in not letting him see that, but eventually... You know, then I started to get to know the moms. And then I guess somehow you become one of them.
Yeah.
And you know, you don't even really know it, and you're one of them.
There's that vicarious fear, though, that, and I don't know if it's just because we have a little bit of social anxiety to begin with, but that, like, oh my gosh, he's going to go to school and he's not going to have friends. Or people are going to be mean about to him.
Or who are they going to sit with at lunch?
Mm-hmm.
That is, like, the most... Every parent worries about that.
And it's just like, my sweet, perfect baby. You're scared to, like, send him into the world, and he has to deal with how harsh it is.
Oh. I was worried about Maria this year, and she's a senior.
Yeah.
And I'm like, who's she going to sit with at lunch? I text her
all the
time.
Probably the same people as last year.
No, she is. No, no. Different, because their lunches change. High school, so their lunches change. So she sits with a really nice group of girls Yeah, so that's it's a good thing. It's a very good thing. So now for us, the anxiety is her deciding where she's going to go to college. So we know the course of
study. Yes, because you have a senior in high school and a senior in college now.
Yes.
Shout out to Robbie on the camera.
So Maria right now. So Robbie, we live close enough to his university where he could commute.
Kutztown.
And save tons of money by
commuting. Thank you, Kutztown, for this wonderful film equipment. Thank you to our sponsors.
Yes. I don't know if they're actual sponsors.
In a way.
Third party. So now Maria, she was first considering going away to school because she wanted to play softball. You know, so she wanted to study and play softball, and now she's having, I think, just a little bit of anxiety over, do I really want to go away? How far do I want to go away? Is going away best for me? Do I want to play softball? Do I not want to play softball? There's, like, so many, all these decisions.
I feel like Maria is well-suited for dorm life. Like, I could see her at Elizabethtown dorming. I don't know that she'll go to, like, North Carolina and dorm.
No.
She'll probably stay in Pennsylvania, is my guess.
I know. I even said Kings if she wanted to go to Kings.
Oh, my God. We're not going to disparage Kings, but don't do that.
Okay, it's not Kings. Kings was
all
not my issue.
All of us graduated with no jobs. But
that's not true.
Every single one of us had to go for extra education. Actually, Brian did very well. My brother-in-law did very well. Okay. There are some people.
All right, but I didn't go for
it. I was just saying in the front. fridge.
It's so yummy. So Maria going to King's, my biggest fear was that being that my entire family lives in the surrounding area by King's, that she would, like, they would expect her to be at things like,
oh yeah,
you know, like, oh, what do you mean you're not coming to Sunday dinner? Like, you know.
Oh, that would be.
Yes. And they're not supposed to have a car as a freshman, so.
They're not supposed to have a car? You could have a car at King's, I think. She would be able to have a car anyway, because she could just leave it at.
Well, yeah, that's what I was thinking. She could leave it at your mother's house and then be good.
They could pick her up.
Yeah. But that was my thing. I had to tell your mother and my mother that if she went to King's, you can't bother her. You know, like, she has to be able to just go. Well, that's the same thing. What if she went to Wilkes or she went to Misericordia or, you know what I mean? The University of Scranton.
See, Misery for me is, like, far enough away that they won't bother her.
Yeah, because it's Dallas, and they don't even go to visit.
They won't go on 81.
My cousin lives in Dallas, and they won't even go visit her because she's too far. So, yeah.
For reference, our whole family, like, since they came off the boat from Sicily, moved into this little niche area of Pennsylvania, an old coal mining town, self-proclaimed tomato capital of the world, Pittston, Pennsylvania.
Right.
And we were the first people in the entire family line to leave the state, are we not?
Well, no. Uncle Chickie and Uncle Eddie did. So that Uncle would be Chickie my grandfather's.
Came, though. So, like, in our direct succession from Papa Joe down, I don't think anybody left until
no,
we did. So, I mean, we're talking, we all have third, fourth cousins, like, generation after generation, live within 20 minutes of each other. And yes. So, Aunt Nikki, who lives, like,
25 minutes.
Yeah, like, 25 minutes away, it's like she's in...
And up a hill.
Yeah.
Like, up the mountain.
She might as well be in another state.
Yeah, that's very, very and true.
We might as well be in another continent here in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, I'm only an hour and 15 minutes of that, you know, yeah.
So.
I don't know how we did it.
An ice pop.
An ice pop, that's great.
Can I open it for you?
Yeah.
Do you know what flavor?
It's Minions.
Minions?
Oh, a Minions. Okay.
Let me open this one.
It's a Minion.
Yes.
Is it delicious? Uh-huh. Oh, good. Okay. Oh, is it yellow on the inside, too?
Right here.
Right there, it's yellow. Where it's yellow. Okay.
Right inside.
Okay, that's great.
Want to play on your tablet while you eat your... Minion bar?
An ice pop, actually.
It's an ice pop, you're right.
Okay.
Would you like to play on your tablet while you eat your ice pop?
No, thank you.
Okay.
He's so sweet. Thank you. You know, that's one thing I have to say about our children. They have good manners.
Oh my God, he's just not, like, the nicest
so
little
Robbie
kid ever.
And Maria, they grew up with good manners.
I was a demon.
You were a demon, and you were the reason why I didn't want to have children.
I for sure didn't grow up with, like, the... He just has this internal goodness about it.
That's Patrick. It's all your husband. It's not us at all. We're just a little bit brutal. That's how it is. He's explaining to Uncle Robbie how he got his freeze pop.
Sweet potato, did you close the freezer? Uh-huh. Did you remember to close it? Yeah?
I did close it.
You did close it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Let me check.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, go check. So, you know, the mom in me is like, when Marie is like, well, I don't know if I want to go too far. I'm like, okay, there's Muhlenberg, DeSales, you know, like going all the colleges, Kutztown, that are like around us.
But Uncle Dave's team,
he's, oh, well,
team
yes,
dorm,
very,
right?
Yes, Uncle Dave's team dorm. No, Uncle, that's incorrect.
Because he very much appreciates.
He's team softball.
Well, okay,
he
you
doesn't
checked
care.
And
you
it's
checked?
Closed. Thank you.
Oh. He doesn't care where he goes, where she goes, as long as she can play softball. And she right now is a little burned out and needs, like, a break.
When is her season done?
It was done. They start up again.
Oh, come on.
Yes.
Sports.
She's playing fall
sports
ball.
Sports are, like, my biggest fear.
Oh, don't let them be.
Although, apparently, surfing is a sport now, so maybe I could just go to the
I
beach.
I can't get over your nephew.
Yeah, my nephew is at a surfing competition where he is playing for the school. I didn't know that was
surfing
even a thing.
Surfing for the school. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's on the school surf team, and he's competing against a
Another
different
school.
Yeah, and that's
first of all,
wild.
I don't know how cool. That is the ultimate coolest.
Oh, they're so cool. This family is like one of the coolest facts that I have about myself. Like, my sister-in-law, who is my nephew's mom, owns a surf shop, which is easily one of the top five coolest things about me. And it's not even about me. I ended up just falling into this cool little life. So, yeah, if we do outdoor beach sports, I'm okay with that. Can I sit and watch basketball for hours and hours? I mean, I don't think he's going to be a basketball star. He's a little small.
I don't think he's going to be a basketball star, no.
You never know.
He seems like he's going to be a surfer dude.
I think so. Yeah, he's...
Lincoln is very... I don't know. I think because he's growing up at the beach and on the beach is
and
what's going
to... He just has incredible balance.
Yes. So did Maria, which she still does, and so did Robbie. They just use them in different ways.
So how is it different, the anxieties or the feelings that you feel about Maria in her senior year versus Robbie in his senior year of college?
I believe that Robbie, when he graduates, I'm less worried about him and more worried about her. You know, because
just
I
of the
know,
age.
Yeah, because of the age, because he's not that she's not mature, but he's at the point now where he's ready to go out into the world and work. And to
I do feel like she's naturally a little bit more independent, though.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, she is. But, you know, kids have their insecurities. And that's okay.
I didn't dorm. I was in a weird situation for the beginning of college. I lived with my grandmother, who
my
was
mother,
like our
my mother.
Shared
yes.
mother. I was brought up by a whole village of women.
Great women.
Not to take anything away from my mother. She was fantastic and a very good single mother. So I was living with my grandmother for the first 2 years of college. Oh, and then it flooded. And then I was like...
Yes.
It was weird after that. So
well, after the house flooded, okay, so here's a creepy story. You want to hear a creepy story?
Yes.
So my parents' house, when I was younger, I would go into the basement. And they lived, coal mining town. The house was a basement, a first floor, second floor, okay? It was like a narrower house. And we would go into the basement.
It was a three-bedroom, single-family, detached.
Yes.
No garage.
No garage.
Across from the train tracks.
A car, yes. So, and by the river. So we would go, I would go downstairs. My mother would go, like, there were shelves in the basement. And she would keep her, you know, canned goods down there.
She would keep her apocalypse stash down there.
Yes,
everyone,
which is very smart.
I don't know if it's everyone in Pennsylvania or just in our family, but everyone has an apocalypse stash
for
just in case. There's, like, canned corn. And you would not
paper
believe
towels,
everything. Toilet paper for years.
Yes. Detergent, right? Three deep.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you never run out of anything. So I went down to get whatever. Pardon me. And as I would go down there, I would be, now because I am a medium, I would always run into this soldier down there. And he would scare me to death, right?
Interesting.
So I'd run into a soldier, and I'd grab the can of corn, and I'd run up the steps, right up the steps, right? Say that again. Right up the steps. So I would go right to the top of the steps and be like, here's the corn, you know. And finally, I had a conversation with the man, and I told him, I'm like, you can't scare me. Like, please don't scare me. So he was okay. Now, then I would go down as an older child, and he would be like my protector in the basement. So I wasn't afraid to be in the basement because he was.
Was he related to us?
No.
Oh, an interesting.
And this is the interesting thing.
Hmm.
So,
because who, I don't even know, that would have been forever ago. Who owned the house before them?
They know who it was. I don't know who it was. They know the last name. We'll have to ask them. But anyway, something happened with the furnace. They had to remove the furnace and install a new furnace. And when they did that, they found two swords.
Whoa, that's cool.
Yes.
Did someone keep the swords?
Oh, yeah.
Someone's got
the
swords, right? That's very cool.
Yeah, Robbie has one of the swords.
That's neat.
You have both of them? Yes. One was a Japanese sword, and the other sword was from pre-World War II German sword. It was a German dagger.
Nazi dagger.
No, it was the one. Well, actually, it was the one that.
We were on the good side of that war, though, right?
Yeah, World War One. Yes, that would be Italy.
Not the Italians in general, but.
So there is.
That's how we bought our admission.
Right, but once the house flooded.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
The spirits in the basement crossed over.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yes, because water is the element, and it would help them cross, and it gave them the energy. So the house wasn't the same for me.
The house was very different after it flooded.
Yeah, it just didn't have the same energy anymore.
Because I was living there, and it flooded, and we thought it was going to be like a day or two, but it was... I think we all underestimated the impact. This was Hurricane Irene years ago.
Right. I didn't underestimate it.
You never underestimate it, but... We all living there on the ground underestimated. Yeah. I mean, I think Papa and Grandma didn't even go to Angie's house until like the last minute.
Right.
They didn't move all the stuff. It wasn't like we were prepped.
I kept calling them, right? So I call her for the first time. So we know the storm's coming, right? We know Irene is coming. And northeastern Pennsylvania is known for the Susquehanna River flooding. They have built dikes in the area and to prevent the other homes from flooding. So... and they were in the Agnes flood in 1972, which was just a horrific flood for the whole valley. And
that was Wilkes-Barre they took out, right?
Wilkes-Barre, Kingston, 44.
Or whatever?
72.
I don't know. I know there's a high watermark line at King's.
Yes, that shows how high the water was, right. So I call my parents, and I'm like, they're at the casino. I'm like, where are you?
Yeah,
they're at the
there
casino,
was, like, no
right?
panic at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, none. What are you doing? Oh, it's Aunt Mary's birthday or something. They were, like, celebrating at the casino. And I'm like, you have to get home right now and start packing. And they got angry with me.
Yeah, oh, there was no...
Yeah, like, I had no
idea
what I was talking about.
I don't know if we were in denial or we just, like, truly did not understand.
And it was, like, the third time I remember telling them, I have friends. We're going to come up with a truck. We're going to clean out the basement. And my father was adamant, like, hang up the phone. She doesn't know what she's talking about.
Well, in fairness, the river never flooded from that direction that
far.
So
the river wraps around their house. And the part that's closest to their house had never flooded over the banks. It always backed up from the other direction.
And I think the reason it did that is because of the dike in Wilkes-Barre that they built that all
the
water...
Well, that was now, but even during Agnes, it backed up that way also from the backyard. So after they flooded all the way up to the first floor,
but I mean, it flooded like... I mean, we're talking two blocks in that the river flooded.
Yeah, it really flooded.
They really weren't in the flood zone per se. Like, they would get water, but they never... The whole basement...
Flooded.
Up to the first floor, maybe like an inch or two on the first floor.
Flooded.
Completely flooded. Like, there was water everywhere.
Yeah.
For days. So I left thinking, like, oh, I'll just, like, chill at college for the night, go to a party, whatever. And then I came home, and it was, like, the whole place was wrecked.
Oh, yeah.
And Grandma and Papa were, like, transitioning into moving into Aunt Mary's
house. Oh, not
house.
Yet. No, not quite
yet. I mean,
yet.
It was like 6 months after that they moved.
No, it had to be more than that.
And so at that
but
point,
whatever.
I also transitioned out of the house.
And that was your school. That's what you said about Kings.
And that's when I lived next to the soup kitchen, the St. Vincent de Paul soup kitchen
in
Wilkes-Barre.
That's
what
Uncle Robbie's.
Uncle Robbie's plug? Okay, Lincoln is playing
it's
with
battery.
Oh, the battery? I can't see. I don't have my glasses on.
So yeah, I moved in with some
thank you for showing me. Okay.
My sorority sisters, and then junior, senior year, I lived out of
an
the
apartment.
In an apartment. Yeah. I never wanted to dorm. I was always skeeved out by the bathroom situation. But I appreciate the benefits of dorming and living in the dorm communities, especially the apartments, I think.
See, now, I don't think Maria would be skeeved out by any of that.
No,
I think
that's what I'm saying.
Very
I think
good.
She's...
Like, of all of us, she would be the best person.
She would be a great candidate for dorming.
Yeah. Yes. She definitely would be a great candidate for dorming and playing softball for school. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah,
I just want her to
softball.
Get an education
and have
fun. I don't
think it's
fun.
Like, I mean, it's not like she's going to go D1 and be super competitive.
That'll never happen.
Yeah, so.
Never.
I mean, when
she
you're playing at a
hype.
School like Kings, it's just kind of for fun. Not that I am recommending
no.
she go there, because I think they're better
apparently
for...
you don't know, softball right now isn't for fun.
Softball is for fun.
And it's very competitive, and that is just her. So, yeah. So we'll see how she where she ends up and how it works out for her. And my anxiety is more for her right now than for Robbie.
She's a senior, so she's got to apply soon. She's got to apply October, November, right?
Yes, yes.
And that's really competitive from what I understand. I don't know if it has become more competitive since I was in school. Or
no,
if
much
I just
less. And I'll tell you why. Because right now, with students going to technical schools.
Oh, that's
there's a
great.
Huge switch in students going to technical schools, and not everyone could afford college right now. You know, it's different when, and it wasn't like we could afford when we were growing up. I just think the loans were more.
You also definitely could afford it. Like, my father paid for his college on his minimum wage job in college.
I worked three jobs to go through college.
But you could pay for it is the point.
That's
is now,
true. Yeah, it wasn't astronomical.
Robbie can work as many minimum wage jobs as he wants. He's not paying off college
right now.
Like,
yes,
it's just not feasible
true,
anymore.
The cost of college is like buying a house.
It's ridiculous. And it has no relation to your return on investment in terms of your major. It's not like they charge you X amount for an accounting degree, knowing that you're going to be making six figures for sure.
Right.
Versus a, you know, I got into professional writing when I first started at King's, which...
I didn't even know they had that as a class.
I mean, what do you do with that? I moved into communications, but you shouldn't be expecting to be making six figures with that kind of a degree.
Right.
And so I think 18-year-olds need more education on return on investment based on their major, especially with like a BS versus a BA.
Oh,
and,
yeah, definitely.
And technical schools. Because sometimes, like, you can get into HVAC or plumbing and have a fantastic career with a union and, you know, always have work. So I think there's a lot.
Or a mechanic.
To consider.
You know. A mechanic would be a great job, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. Whatever she wants to do, she could do. Wherever she wants to go. But as far as being competitive, I can't tell you. Now, she is on a, like, an NCAA site where, you know, she has all her softball information on there. And a lot of people are, you know, reaching out to her.
That's good.
In general. So, yes. But, like, you know, she's not going to Denver. Not going to, we live in Pennsylvania. She's
like
not going
Denver.
To Colorado.
Denver's nice.
Yeah, but she's not by herself. You know.
No, not yet.
That's not happening.
I can see her moving to Colorado someday, though. She's got Colorado vibes.
She does have Colorado
Robbie,
vibes.
Robbie, I don't think will ever move too far from us.
He will live in Jersey by you.
Probably, yeah, yes.
And that's okay. So.
But I could see Maria going out and like exploring.
I don't know. She might, I don't know. We'll
for
have to
bit.
See. Yeah, for a little bit. Yeah. But as I say to my children, they can always come home. You know, whatever they do after, like if she goes away to school and afterwards if she needs to come home, regroup, pay off her loans, I'm okay with it. I'm mm-hmm. good. Yeah.
Well, luckily you have a good home. I mean, you have a home.
Where the kids want to come back to.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, that's true.
And
they're not
like,
running away.
Nice
they're not using college as an excuse to get out of the house.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of kids do, which is, I mean, that's.
Sad.
Sometimes what college is for is, you know, discovering yourself outside of the limits of your household.
Or escaping your parents.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we're getting into the next episode now.
We will just keep on with Lincoln's preschool and Maria's senior year, and we'll see where that leads us through, you know, and where she chooses to go to school and how I handle that.
Yeah, I mean, I was really skeptical at first with Lincoln going into preschool because I'm like, you know, we're home now. He doesn't really have to be away from us. But he came home yesterday and he's like, let's put the letters on the board and make my name. Let's write all my friends' names on the chalkboard. Let me draw a house. So I think it's opening up, you know, neural pathways in his brain to be creative in ways that he's not exposed to with us. And so that makes me feel better about it. And I think he's ready. So I have to try and remind myself not to become an obstacle or a limit in his life
it's
just
hard.
Because
oh,
I'd rather
hard.
Have him here with me.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time on Momsters.